Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year, and welcome to Travel Unpacked by Colette. This is your go-to podcast for all things travel, where we bring you destination deep dives, exclusive travel tips, and insider stories from the Colette team. So welcome to the new year. It's a new season of Travel Unpacked, and we're going to be talking about all of our new tours. But first, welcome back. It's been a hot minute since the three of us have all been together, and it's so excited, and I want to just say welcome to the new year, ladies. How have you all been?
The band is back, baby.
And season three. This is the first time in my life I've been picked up for a season three, and I'm really excited. So how was everybody's holiday? What was something that you're really excited about that you maybe got for Christmas or the holidays?
For me, it was all things Wicked. This was the season for Wicked. I went and I have seen it in the movie theater 5 times. I got Starbucks mugs. I got sweaters. I got keychains. It was everything to do with Wicked.
I got one Starbucks mug and Josh tried to steal it.
Borrow with my collection.
I told him yesterday, Josh, you have 2 hands. Like, you don't need any more than 2 cups.
Well, I have 3 cups. And I feel like if Nicole is the true friend that she is, then I should really receive that cup that she got because it goes with my collection. A collection isn't complete without the full collection of mugs. So I kind of need that one.
Uh-huh. Well, I love it. I use it for water and it's with me at work, but I bring it with me everywhere because he can't be trusted. And I have like 5 people at work who have my back. I have had people had to get the cup out of Josh's hands and return it to me. So he is not to be trusted.
Now, this is a great way to start the new year.
Yes. Competition, my cup versus yours.
Nicole, what about you? What was your favorite thing for Christmas?
Well, I have a standing desk and I love that because it's going to be helpful, I hope, to get me moving. They say sitting is the new smoking. So I'm standing. I am standing. That's my resolution for 2025, to stand. Is that really boring?
No, that's good. I feel like that's achievable.
Plus, my Apple Watch tells me when I don't stand and makes me feel bad about it.
Do you know, I went a period without wearing my smartwatch just because I didn't like how mean it was being to me. I probably should have just walked more and it would have been nicer, but I just chose to take it off instead.
I get that. Kelsey, you went full on holiday season. I mean, you were a holiday to the max. So how do you feel now in the new year? Because everything was holiday for you.
I leaned in. Do you guys remember the episode from 2023 where I was like, ugh, Christmas. And I was like the Grinch. I was in my Grinch era. This year I was in my Cindy Lou Who era. I had a special Christmas outfit for every day I went into the office. I did cookie swaps and holiday parties and my house looked like Christmas threw up in it. And you know what? I loved it.
And you made your gift. You made me a pair of hot frosty earrings.
I did. And Josh got a little ornament. So wire wrapping is my hobby. I made over 30 snowflake ornaments, like filigree ornaments and earrings, and I dressed up as Santa and I passed them around and I really liked it. I'm on your team, Josh. Now let's be team Christmas together and let's see who can be extra. We'll out extra each other for Christmas.
All right. It's on 2025, the holiday season. Stay tuned all year.
I wonder if, Josh, if your like Christmas spirit comes from the fact that I think when you were younger, you guys took your tree down like Christmas Day, right? Like that night.
It is so heartbreaking, but yes.
That's probably why you're so all about it now.
I know.
My tree's still up.
It'll stay up for a little bit longer. It's just too nice.
Mm-hmm. I have all my decorations down except for my Christmas tree. I love the lights. I love the ambiance. And I'm keeping it up for a little while longer.
Well, because you know, if you are living in New Orleans or if you celebrate Mardi Gras, what they do, and I haven't got to that point yet, is they turn their Christmas tree into a Mardi Gras tree. And they add in all of the golds, the purples, the greens, and they redecorate the tree and it stays up through Mardi Gras.
You should totally do that. You've gone to Mardi Gras multiple times.
I know. I do want to do that, but I have to buy a whole new set of ornaments and a whole new set of decorations. So that'll be my goal this year. That's my New Year's resolution, is to get more Mardi Gras stuff so I can keep the tree up even longer next year. So mark that down now.
You're making my standing resolution seem really boring.
No, it's good. It's good.
My personal resolutions are pretty boring too, Nicole. It's to stop touching my face because I'm a huge face toucher. You guys think I would have caught on in 2020 when people were not touching their face? No. And I'm doing really well at it.
Which is me right now.
However, my neck is really sore. So write into me if you can tell me some neck exercises. And the other one is no phones at dinner. So my husband hates that I'm always on social media. It's literally my job, guys, being on social media. But I'm always on my phone. I'm always scrolling. So no more phones at dinner.
I like that. Be present.
I like that. I will not be adopting that. But I do like that for you. That is a really great resolution for you.
Love it. I think it's achievable.
What I would like to do is read more this year. And I say that every year. We do have a book club here at Colette. And I have a tendency to say I'm going to read it. And then I don't read it. but I did finish the last book. So pat myself on the back for that one.
I should join that.
You should join the book
club. I'm a giant reader. I read 27 books last year.
Oh, you beat me. I read 25.
Send in your application and we'll see if you're approved.
Oh, Josh. Anyway, new year, new me, new tours. You guys want to talk about it?
Oh, I'm so excited. This honestly is the best part of the new year, or really kind of just of Colette. I love when we start putting out new tours because it's always great to see what the product team and the designers have been working on, what feedback they've read from surveys and different things that they've kind of pulled out where they say, hey, we've heard a lot of people want to go here, or we have seen that this region is growing. So I love it. And I love to see like what new explorations tours, those are the small group tours that we have. I love seeing those come out. So this is my favorite.
And the product team went hard this year. There's 16 new tours. Like, that's amazing.
I love that the team focuses sometimes on taking regions that are really popular and then diving really deep. So, you know, where we have 15 tours to Italy. So someone who really loves it can just keep going back. You can do a tour that has the must-sees, but sometimes the new tours, like our Old World Sicily and Malta tour, where there's a lot of people who want to dive deep into Italy and they want to explore these Maltese villages and they want to go to Sicily, which not everybody goes to. So I love that our team just continues, like Utah's Mighty Five, another new tour. They want to take a region that's popular and dive deep and offer more product because that is what travelers are telling us that they want.
And some of these tours you might have heard because we've kind of announced some of these throughout the year and it's really exciting. So I'm excited because we're going to talk a lot about the tours like Old World Sicily and Malta and some other ones that Nicole's brought up that are new to us in 2025. But I know we've heard of those for a while now because they've been kind of out in the market. And then we're going to preview soon some things that are coming out in 2026 that I'm really excited about.
I just want to go back to what Nicole had just mentioned, that we have those people that want to just keep going back to the same continent because they like what they're getting there, but they want to see more. They want to dive deeper. And I think the best example of one of our new tours is the new Namibia tour. So it's a small group explorations tour. It goes to Namibia. So for those of you who don't know, we have 8 Southern Africa tours. So Tanzania, Kenya, Botswana, Vic Falls, Namibia is our brand new product. So if you have been to Africa several times, you've been on the wildlife safaris, you have met the people, you want to go back, but you want to see something a little bit different, Namibia is the perfect choice for you. It is so different than what you're going to see in Kenya and Tanzania, because you're going to see these really arid deserts, the juxtaposition of the Kruger National Park, where there's a lot of like lush greenery and different kinds of animals. When you go to Namibia, all of a sudden it's desert, it's dunes, it's the skeletal coast with all the shipwrecks. So it's so different. It's so cool. And this tour seems otherworldly.
So I think we should go on this tour and we can do a podcast from there because Namibia does sound amazing.
It does. So I've been to the continent of Africa, but to Egypt. When you think of the continent, I think we tend to think of the safari type product. I have not done that. My sister just went to Tanzania. Jacqueline, our CEO, she just went to Tanzania with her husband and her family, her children, to celebrate the new year. That's how they did it on safari. That is something I just on my brain right now. When can I go? When can I go? And I know Josh is pushing hard for us to like leave our families behind and just go.
I know. He says it every episode.
Like, forget the family. We're doing it. But Namibia sounds wonderful. Our product designer who created this tour, I just feel like it was such a labor of love.
I was going to say, yeah, Roger, he's from South Africa. When I interviewed him about this tour, there's a hotel on it called the Desert Grace Hotel that's in the middle of nowhere. It's actually built out of sandbags, which is very cool. You wouldn't realize it, he said. But he said that this was hands down his favorite hotel he's ever seen in his life. And since he's a designer, he has seen lots of them. I think that says something.
One thing we really noticed this past year, even during our Black Friday sale throughout the year, is Africa is trending big right now. I mean, it is so huge. People are traveling to Africa. They're going on the safaris. So to have this new tour is exciting. And then for 2026, we have a brand new tour. And I think this is great because as Nicole mentioned, she's been to Africa. I've been to Africa, but we both have been to Egypt. So yes, it is Africa. But you know, when people think of Africa, I think they always think of Southern Africa. But we have a brand new 24-day tour that is the most comprehensive African product to date that is going to go from Cape Town to Cairo. It's the ultimate African expedition. So this is going to give you from the south all the way to the north. So you can say, I have seen Africa. So there's going to be more more coming on that. You can go on our website and we'll have more information as it trickles out throughout this year. But I just think that just goes to show how much people want to go to Africa, that we're actually putting together a full 3+ week tour to experience it all.
Yeah, that's wild. I have also been to Africa, but Morocco. So we're all in the exact same boat of just Northern Africa where we've been, not Southern.
Well, another area that I've talked about is Greece. And I went to Greece this past summer, excruciatingly hot in the summer, but really beautiful. I went to Athens and Mykonos and Santorini, and I loved it. Those islands, they were fantastic. And this was just a family trip. We said we would love to come back, but to go to those smaller islands or other islands that aren't so full of tourists. Again, it was fantastic. I'm glad I went and we checked those off the bucket list. But now I want to go back, and I love the fact that we have a new tour called Gems of Greece, which is Athens, Naxos, and Crete. So here's the opportunity for our guests, maybe who have gone, who have done our Greek island hopper or classical Greece or all those tours, they can go and now experience a different portion, a different setting in Greece. And I just love that. I think this is a fantastic tour. It is small groups. So again, it is up to 24 passengers, 14 days. So it's a great 2 weeks to go and experience. And I love it.
And that one's really immersive. I think you get to travel like a local on that one and take the ferries between each island, right?
Yes, you do. You get to enjoy the ferry experience. And I mean, you have to. The ferry experience there is, it's just how they travel from island to island.
You guys remember what my prediction was when we were doing our Black Friday episode a little time ago? Do you remember what my prediction was for what was going to trend? It was a theme. It wasn't a destination.
Was it something to do with Asia?
It was the Northern Lights, and those do so well. They do trend. They did do well in the sale, but there's a new Northern Lights tour that I'm super excited about because right now, for a few years now, our Northern Lights product, for those who are seeking that Aurora Borealis, it's Finland, it's Iceland, it's Alaska. So now we have a new tour coming out in 2026 where you can see the Northern Lights in Norway. I'm really excited about that because Norway is one of those destinations that I think would be phenomenal to go to. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world, and to be able to go there and have that kind of bucket list moment. That's one of our new tours that we're really excited about.
I'm Norwegian, so I really should go to Norway. So I think Colette should send me as a heritage tour. I'll bring my mom, so we can do multi-generational travel to Norway.
I do love Vikings.
Oh, Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are from that region.
And they're beautiful people.
We've kind of seen the Scandinavian area has been trending, which is why we do have this new tour, which is why we do have Finland and Iceland. And there's just so much in that region to go that's untapped. So it's exciting to see that we do have that coming into play for 2026. Now, what about here in North America? Do we have anything new in North America that's happening? I think, Nicole, I talked to your dad just the other day, and he was so excited about something here in our own backyard.
We have a lot, actually. In 2026, we're releasing the Aloha Hawaii. Hawaii is one of my favorite destinations. I went when I was a child, though I have yet to go back as an adult. It's beautiful. It's paradise. There's the Aloha Hawaii, which is our new Hawaii product, the New England Holiday.
Your dad was really excited about New England Holiday because hey, it's in our own backyard. It is like Islands of New England type feel.
And there's a Boston Pops experience where you get to see the Boston Pops, which I love them. It sounds phenomenal.
I don't know what that is.
The Boston Pops?
Yeah.
It's like the orchestra.
Like the symphony.
The symphony, yeah.
Oh.
I saw the Boston Pops when I was younger, and they were doing all music from John Williams. So they did the theme to Jurassic Park and even Jaws. But yeah, Indiana Jones, you know, but John Williams has scored so many wonderful soundtracks. So the Boston Pops had John Williams and did his repertoire, but they were beautiful. It's a beautiful symphony.
And this will be all Christmas music and holiday music. And I think, Kelsey, we'll have to go next year because if we're going to continue our trend of being so holiday excited and focused on that, we have to go experience it.
I'm going too, right?
Let's do it.
You didn't say you were going to join in on the holidays.
I'm into Christmas. I make a music playlist every year.
I didn't get that year, by the way.
You'll get it. It was a very busy December.
Also, I just want to say that I made mulled wine twice.
Oh, Kelsey's holiday sangria.
Kelsey's holiday sangria. It was amazing. I might just do it like on a regular basis because it makes your house smell good. It makes your belly all warm. But back to new tours in America. I am so excited about Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. A couple months months back, I had the opportunity to interview one of the local guides that we use in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. So she and I had a 15-20 minute chat where she was telling me all about the trees and the flora and fauna and all about the parks and how every time that you walk through it, you can't do the same walk twice because the forest is always changing. And I learned a lot of things, and I'm personally obsessed with trees. So this one's high on my list.
You do. You love nature. That is one thing about you. You just love being out there.
I love trees. I love rocks. Josh actually brought me back a rock from Greece.
I did.
It was really touching to me.
I did. It was a rock from Greece. It was one of the lava stones. So I had found it. It looked perfect for her jewelry making. So I brought it back for her.
I just have it on show upstairs.
Love it. Something too that's coming up next year is America's 250th anniversary. So that's another limited time only experience that we'll be having. And that's exciting. It's going to be a great tour as well, celebrating the diversity and the landscape that's in the USA.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. And yeah, definitely keep your eyes out because we're going to be doing a lot of marketing on that in the coming months to get excited about. But that's a big milestone, 250. So that's really exciting.
You know what I love about US tours, domestic tours? There is so much to see in this giant country of ours that will just take your breath away. I might have talked about this in an earlier podcast, but November 2019, I think, my husband and I did Grand Canyon, Bryce Canyon, Zion, and I'm sure something else, but we saw many national parks and they're just amazing. We live here in New England, so it's ocean and trees, but like the mountains and landscapes and vistas. If you haven't seen them, you have to put them on your bucket list.
I haven't seen them. I have to see the Grand Canyon. I mean, I've seen some of the parks, but not the Grand Canyon, which is on my bucket list already. It has been, of course. I'd like to do that with my kids. I think that would be such an amazing thing. And I think it's important for anyone right now. You mentioned your resolution about being off your phone during dinner. Like, we're all so connected. I feel like places that take your breath away, like those places like the Grand Canyon, are how you feel part of the world and how you can sort of appreciate what we really are and just be disconnected and be present.
That was one of the best things. When I lived in California and I moved back to the East Coast, what I decided to do was do a road trip by myself. Nobody was with me for 2 weeks. And I did a 2 week across country trip. I did like the southern route. So I was able to go to Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma. And the best part was just seeing the different cultures within America. I think people don't realize the different cultures, the different types of food that you have from region to region, the different scenery you have, whether it was the Grand Canyon to the plains of Nebraska to coming up to the East Coast with the oceans. There's definitely so much. So I recommend that. Nicole, definitely get out there and see. Because the Grand Canyon, it's one of those where, I mean, it really any travel, you see a picture and it's phenomenal. The pictures are beautiful. But when you're there and it's like so quiet, so peaceful, and you see how grand it is, it really is. It's something else.
It really is. And you sit on the side of it and you feel so very small, but in a good way, right? So like you realize that you're just this blip in time and you could just imagine the history of it. And it seems like someone just pulled down one of those backdrops. Like it almost doesn't even feel real. Grand Canyon will give you that. Zion will give you that. Bryce, I love hoodoos. Hoodoos are the coolest thing in the world. Bryce Canyon is going to give you that.
And what I'm excited about is we do have a new tour called the Red Rock Wonders of New Mexico and Arizona. We don't have much information on it right now, but I heard that I think we're kind of bringing back Santa Fe within there. I love New Mexico. I love Santa Fe. If anybody has never been to Santa Fe, it is an artist's dream. There is so much art there. It's just absolutely stunning. And you wouldn't even realize that it really is like one of the food capitals of the United States. There is so much unique cuisine in Santa Fe. A lot of fantastic Michelin star restaurants to regular restaurants. I could go on and on. I could do a whole entire podcast of Santa Fe because I've been so many times.
That is exciting. I've never been to Santa Fe.
We have so many places that we need to go. We need to take this podcast on the road.
On
and
the
just
road.
Exactly.
3 seasons. And I think that's something that we've said since day one. We need to travel.
Just going back real fast. So I was mentioning all those national parks. There is a new tour, Utah's Mighty Five and the Rockies, that include many, many of the parks that I just mentioned. And it is on a train. There's 2 days where you get to be on the train during the day. So you get to see the sightseeing and all the vistas from a really comfortable seat with warm cookies.
Oh, I love a warm cookie.
I do too.
Tell me about the food with us, John.
I love that. Like, we can see such great scenery, but the warm cookie is where you kind of like drew me in.
Yep. So to kind of move off of North America, one of the tours I'm so excited about is Essential South America because it goes to the Mendoza region. And that is something we're going to have for two vineyards in the Mendoza region for wine tastings. But it is like an absolutely world famous wine country. And this is our first tour to visit that. That's brand new. It's something that our travelers have been wanting. So this new tour, I think, is going to be great. Plus, you'll get to see the South American cowboys, the gauchos, at Estancia and Tango. We don't just go and enjoy a tango performance. Like, this is what I love, because our team, they live in this region and they create these moments themselves. They have these relationships. So we meet a tango dancer and learn the art of the dance before kind of hanging out with these locals at a social club. And of course, you will also get to enjoy like the professional tango dancers. So there's so much tradition. There's so much food to the culture. It's one of those tours that I absolutely want to go on. I think it sounds so exciting. And I've been hearing about it, and it's one of our 2025 new tours. So I'm excited.
I would love to go down there and experience that. I've had a great opportunity to travel to Peru. I got to go to Machu Picchu. We got to do Chile at one of the sales meetings, Ecuador. I loved it down there. So to go and experience even more and to kind of deep dive in would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me a Malbec and some tango any day. I'm here for it.
I could see you doing both of those things.
Another region we see kind of growing is Asia. And I know, Kelsey, you had an amazing time talking on one of your great virtual events about the new tour that we have to Japan. I want to kind of talk about that.
I do. Yeah. So I interviewed Yoshiko, who is one of our area managers. So she's a tour manager, a little bit of a mentor to other tour managers, and helps build these tours, area manager. And she lives in Tokyo, and she and I chatted about the entire tour. So this tour goes to Tokyo, which is her hometown, Kyoto, Hiroshima, Osaka, and the Ishishima, where we get to meet these women who are pearl divers. They are all a little bit older in their 60s, 70s, 80s, but these women still dive to the bottom of the ocean to collect pearls. And they do this to feed their family, and it's really great for their economy and their village. And the men are the ones driving the boat. So they're these breadwinning women, and we get to sit down, we have a barbecue with them, we get to hear all about their life. The other really awesome experience that we have on this tour is we get to sit down with a survivor from Hiroshima, or a family member of a survivor. I really get to hear their story and how the A-bomb affected their family and everything that has come after that. Then we go to South Korea, where we go to Seoul, which is very different from Japan. Different foods, different people, but we still have some really great immersive experiences. We get to meet with a North Korea defector who talks about their time in North Korea, how they got out. Again, it's a really impactful moment. So this tour from beginning to end is just amazing. It's really worth the experience and the very long flight to get there.
And I'm excited that we're adding on South Korea, because we haven't really had any product to South Korea. I think we've had some extensions, but this is now built into the tour. And another in this region that I'm extremely excited about, because I have been disappointed, because what happened during my wedding, after my wedding, Nicole, where was I going to go?
You're going to Vietnam.
I was going to go to Vietnam, and COVID hit, and unfortunately wasn't able to go to Vietnam. And then we had discontinued our tour, Taste of Vietnam. So we didn't have the opportunity to go. But now we have a brand new tour, Journey Through Northern Vietnam, where you can deep dive into the Vietnamese culture. So I can't wait to get that itinerary to see what it's all about. And then I'm going to have to make that our honeymoon. It'll be like 6, 7, 8 years later.
Honeymoon. You could renew your vows. That'd be sweet, right?
I could do that. I want to have another big wedding, though. I asked Brennan, can we get remarried again? Just because I loved my wedding.
I say that to Chris all the time. I was like, let's have a second wedding. And this time I want it to be at a winery.
Josh, perfect. Last time you got married, a few months later, the world shut down. That's why you didn't go on your honeymoon.
I allowed you guys to have a good last party. That's how I look at it.
It's true. It was the best. And then it was like first year of marriage in lockdown.
In lockdown. Well, I'm excited to head to Vietnam. And it is great to see that in that region, we are introducing so much, because Asia is another one that has really grown over the past couple of years. And we're seeing people wanting to go and wanting to go for those long extended periods of time. Because as Kelsey mentioned, the flights are long. So if you're going to go and experience.
Asia is a continent I've never been to.
Me either.
Oh, I do want to go. I think Vietnam would be cool. Thailand would be cool. And Japan. So when you're talking about that Japan tour, Kelsey, like I am all in. And South Korea as well. Like that's such a cool add-on that these places are on. I just think culturally and aesthetically, like I feel like these are places where you would go and you would feel like you are very far from home. Like Europe, I think, can have some familiarity to places where, you know, here. Although, my God, I love Europe. I feel like Asia, Africa, like these are places I want to go because I really just want to be somewhere where your eyes feel like they're wide open because everything is wildly different from your day to day.
So I love the fact that we are now going to be going to Namibia. We're going to be sent to Japan. We're going to be sent to Norway. We're going to be sent over to the Grand Canyon to do all these podcasts live on the road. But Sally, the place that they're probably going to send us is just to the Pops concert in Boston.
For those of you listening, if you want to deep dive into some of these brand new tours, I have done many a virtual event on them. So if you go to our website and then click on travel planning and then virtual events, you can check out exploring Namibia, living the moment in Japan, which is that new Japan tour we just mentioned. We have the Rocky Mountaineer, which talks about Utah's Mighty Five and introducing Colette's new tours of 2025. So there's many, many more than I just mentioned. But that is a great way to really deep dive if you heard of a tour that we talked about today that you want to learn more about. And you get to spend more time with me.
Yay.
It's true. It's those conversations, you're with some of the experts in the region. So it is a very great look at what, you know, if you're thinking about it and not sure, it's like why you might want to go to these places with Colette.
And I'm sure the team will drop the link to the new tours landing page in the notes. So that way, when all the tours that we talked about, some we kind of just briefly touched upon because you don't have the details, when those are ready to be shared, those are all going to be on there. So you want to keep your eyes out because there is so much that's coming. I think it was 11 for 2026. We had 15 for 2025. So there are so many tours. And today was just a little tasting, just a little nugget to get you excited about what's to come. And definitely check out Kelsey's wonderful virtual events.
And her holiday sangria.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should do a virtual event on you making the mulled spice for our listeners so they can see how it's done.
It's so easy. Listen, guys, here real quick. Crock pot. It's a bottle of wine, a little bit of juice. I added a little bit of juice, some star anise, some cinnamon, some orange, some blackberries. You turn it on low and just let it cook for hours. Your house starts smelling. And then you pour yourself a nice glass. I spiked it with some Grand Marnier and it was top notch.
She spiked the wine with some Grand Marnier. I love it.
Kelsey's holiday sangria.
Well, ladies, I'm so excited that we got back together to celebrate in the new year, all things new. I hope we all have learned something about each other, about the tours. I hope, Nicole, you enjoy your standing desk. Kelsey, you turn off that phone at the dinner table, and I hope I start collecting my green, purple, and yellow for my Mardi Gras Christmas tree next year. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. If you've had fun today, be sure to like, subscribe, and drop us a review. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Go Colette for all the latest travel inspiration and updates. Happy shopping, happy travels, and we'll see you next time on Travel Unpacked.
And don't forget to pack your curiosity to go check out all of these new tours.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.